This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Monday, May 6th. Talk about the cornerback position here a little bit today. A couple weeks ago, we talked about what are the Jaguars' biggest needs now that the NFL draft is in the books. I identified edge depth as the biggest need, in my opinion. I still think the Jaguars could use a veteran cornerback who has started and played a lot of games in the NFL. They have their two starters right now, it looks like, in Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby on the outside. They brought in Darnell Savage to play some nickel. Antonio Johnson has played some big nickel as well during his rookie year. So we're going to talk about the cornerback position and see maybe could the Jaguars stand to add a veteran somewhere at some point during the offseason. So we'll look at that here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, like the hat I am wearing right now. You can become a channel member here on YouTube. Really appreciate y'all's support. Appreciate all the channel members out there. So you feel like you have your frontline starters, it looks like. Tyson Campbell, who is going into the final year of his rookie contract, and Ronald Darby, you brought in this year. He has started a lot of games throughout his career. Those are your top two guys right now. Do you feel great about that? No, probably not. Is it good enough? Maybe. You know, Tyson Campbell, he is very talented. In 2022, his second year in the league, he was fantastic. But he is coming off of a down year, a year where injury kind of really took its toll. And so when he was out there after recovering from his injury, he still didn't look like he was the same player. So he needs to have a bounce back year. You know, we've seen a lot throughout history, not just in Jacksonville, but also in Jacksonville. Young players playing on expiring contracts, having massive seasons. So you could potentially look at Tyson Campbell and say he's in line, as long as he can stay healthy, for a big year for the Jacksonville Jaguars. You could definitely say that. It's also interesting, scheme-wise, hasn't played a ton of man coverage in his career. When he hasn't looked as good as he does in zone coverage, when he can keep his eyes in the backfield. We'll see how that plays out with Tyson Campbell. I'm a big fan of his game. I've gone on record saying I would try to get a deal done early with Tyson Campbell. Ronald Darby, as I mentioned, he started 95 games in his career. But first year in Jacksonville, he has had a lot of season-ending injuries throughout his career. He's moved on to a lot of different football teams. A lot of the reason for that is the injuries. But a talented player. Like, when he's on the field, yeah, he's a starting corner in the league. He is a starting caliber corner. No question about it in my mind. You do have improved depth. Buster Brown, he played a good bit the last couple years. Really struggled in year one when he had to get in there. Was a lot better last year. He was pretty decent for the Jaguars. Gregory Jr., he got some run last year. Same draft class as Buster Brown, 2022. But Gregory Jr., he came in 2023. And, you know, in coverage, he looked pretty darn good from the slot. And I think that's where you expect him to kind of compete. Two guys that they drafted on day three in 2022, starting to look like maybe they are decent depth. And then you add Jarian Jones out of Florida State in the third round, De'Andre Prince on day three out of Ole Miss. Super talented, both of those guys, in my opinion, in terms of the speed, the instincts, the aggressiveness they play with at the cornerback position. Jarian Jones primarily played inside at Florida State in 2023. Prior to that, had been an outside corner. Prince had been playing on the outside as well. I love those young guys. So again, you're starting to see more of a complete room than you've seen in Jacksonville before for over the last several years at the cornerback position. And again, Darnell Savage was brought in here to potentially start at nickel. To me, though, it still just feels like they're another good veteran corner away from feeling like a really complete unit, a unit that can survive injury, can survive maybe someone taking a step back or not playing as well, right? I just think that they're one corner away. I really would like to see one more guy that has started a lot of football games. And there's various levels of that type of player, right? There's guys that have been longtime Pro Bowlers, viewed at as the top of the league, that are still available. There's also guys that more of the stopgap options that have also played well. So we'll look at it here today. Maybe the Jaguars do feel like they've done enough. They have over $30 million in cap space.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
They've added three cornerbacks this offseason via the draft and free agency. And if you count Darnell Savage, they've added four. They obviously lost Darius Williams, who went back to the Los Angeles Rams. Wish he was still here, but he's not. But the Jags, with over $30 million in cap space, they can definitely afford to pursue a veteran to come in and lock it down. And again, they could afford any veteran that's on the market. It's just, what are they looking to do exactly? I think they should pursue one of these guys, as I mentioned. They have shown they're looking for speed, athleticism at the cornerback position for the most part. Jarian Jones, Ronald Darby, DeAndre Prince, these guys fly. Darnell Savage as well. A few guys that I think could make sense for the Jaguars. I think Stephon Gilmore, he fits like a glove, like he's best in man coverage. I think he would really help this team out. But if you bring him in, he's obviously starting over Ronald Darby, I think. I don't know how that would play out in terms of, did you bring in Darby and tell him he's starting? If you did, that would be an issue. But his contract doesn't necessarily look like a starter contract or a guaranteed starter contract, so maybe it would be a non-issue. I'm not sure. But Stephon Gilmore, from a football perspective, even though he is up there in age, he's still got it. And he was a great athlete coming into the NFL. He's still a very good man coverage corner. I think Adoree Jackson would probably be a good fit. A guy that's played for the Giants, obviously. If you've been following the Jaguars for a while, you'll remember him in Tennessee. But he's a great athlete at the cornerback position. I think he would definitely upgrade the talent and competition there at the top. Xavien Howard, for me, feels like he's hit a little bit of a cliff, but maybe he's worth taking a peek at, because at his height, you know, the height of his game, he was as good as anyone in the league. Akello Witherspoon definitely had a decent year with the Los Angeles Rams last year. Maybe you could take a look at him. He's played a lot of games on the outside since 2017. Trent Baalke wasn't there in San Francisco when he was drafted in 17, but Ethan Waugh is very familiar with him, who came over and is the assistant GM with the Jaguars now. Been with the Jags the last couple years under Trent Baalke. How about Steven Nelson, who you've seen with the Houston Texans? He has always been a Band-Aid guy, right? But a good man coverage corner. I think he would be a great option. Lots of options out there. The Jaguars, according to Aaron Wilson, were also bringing in Jerry Jacobs from the Lions for a visit, who has started a lot of football games for them over the last couple years. So we'll see if anything comes from that. But the fact that they were bringing him in shows that there is at least some level of interest in upgrading the overall talent level and competition at the cornerback position, which, again, I think they should. To me, I think you probably now have the competition for back-end depth on the roster at cornerback. Like I said, I feel good about the two rookies you brought in. The two guys you brought in 2022 are starting to look like they are decent depth. You also drafted a few guys at the back end of the draft last year who haven't really proven themselves at all yet. But you have Christian Braswell, who is a very good athlete. Eric Hallett, who I think can play a little bit as well out of Pitt. So there's some depth on the back end, and there's also some veterans that'll be competing. But I just think one more guy with real starting experience in this league would kind of complete the Jaguars cornerback room for 2024. Most teams don't have three good starting outside guys. I understand that, but I would not mind adding someone with starting experience and talent to, you know, make sure that this roster is fortified throughout. I think that cornerback is a position where we've seen it. If you have guys go down, you need somebody to be able to step up. Otherwise, your defense could fall apart really fast. So I think the Jaguars would be wise to add some more veteran talent. We'll see how it plays out. We'd love to know your thoughts. Drop a comment in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, or become a channel member right here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.